Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go ahead and put you guys in a situation. Let's say you are in a parking lot. You accidentally, let's say, dent the other person's car door.
Or accidentally key it.
No.
Oh. You walk along and your key's in your hand and you accidentally just drag it down the car by accident.
No. We're talking about putting little dings, little dents into a car door. This is pretty disappointing. What would you do?
Okay. How big is the dent?
Okay.
Well, she's right.
They didn't specify. But I will say this. 17% of people say they would never leave a note with their contact information or insurance details, even if they hit the car.
Ooh. Hmm.
So if they hit it while they were pulling in.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that the hassle factor is so huge. And it's been done to you before at some point, and you're just going to pass the karma forward.
You have to be careful now because, in fact, yesterday I posted yet another video of people that are keying cars. But cars have these cameras now on their side mirrors.
Teslas have them.
Oh, is that what it is?
And that's why it's a big deal. It's, I think the old guy didn't like the Tesla because it's electric, so he's keying it. Which is really makes him a jerk.
It makes him a jerk, and I posted it hoping somebody would know him. It's in Washington, though. But.
Well, living downtown, my car has been hit, dinged, and banged all over the place, and no one leaves a note.
Right.
It's been used.
I did two of those.
Okay.
Who's going to turn the other cheek after all that?
Really?
Okay, well.
I wouldn't.
Just under half the people said they would only leave a note if the damage was serious.
Yes.
Heidi.
They crunched the back middle. It had to have been a taller truck. Crunched the back middle of my trunk and, I mean, dented it and didn't leave a note.
Okay. Yeah. If they ding it, only one third of the people said they would leave a note.
So is a ding like where you hit it with your car door?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I never do that. I am super duper cautious, but I have to ride my kids hard. I'm like, make sure you do not hit that other car when we get out, because I don't want to ever do it. And I think most people don't ever want to do it.
Right.
But some people don't seem like they try at all.
Yeah, I know.
And those people suck.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. And you wish you could catch those people, but you can't.
Well, with videos, I think we're going to start catching more of them. Because even if it isn't on the side of the car, the business has got them. And we're pretty soon, everything you do is going to be videoed.
Mm-hmm.
So we better start shaping up, folks.
Everybody.
Well, I smile when I go in the bathroom now, just in case.
I smile when I hit a car and walk off. Or drive off.
Well, who is leaving the notes, age-wise?
Older people.
Yep, older people 55 and over leave notes.
They got better insurance.
People 24 and under, they're the least likely.
They have horrible insurance.
Exactly, yep. 31% of people say they wouldn't leave a note because they're embarrassed about the accident.
Oh, liars. Now they're liars and they're unethical jerks.
And then 30% said they would leave a note because of... wouldn't leave a note because of the financial burden.
Yeah.
Well, and here's my rationalization. If you knew that you could give them like a couple $100 and say, here, get it fixed, I might would do that. But you're going to end up with some insurance company and they're going to suddenly decide the door ding on the other side was caused by you too. And the next thing you know, you're getting screwed for doing the right thing. So instead, I just go ahead and call it a bad day.
If it's my car, that door ding on the other side was caused by you.
Wow.
So was the one in the back.
See?
See, my brakes don't work real well, so I'm going to...
That's right. I wouldn't.
I'm
going to
get my
name in.
Redone.
Well, you know, I told you about the time I was at Rolling Green Golf Course, and we were playing golf. And, you know, there's houses next to the golf course.
Right.
So I hit the ball, and all of a sudden, you know, 3 seconds, 4 seconds later, you hear it. And so I'm like, oh, no. I felt so horrible. I went to the backyard of the person. They weren't home at the time. So I left them a note saying, hey, I accidentally broke your window. And as I was doing this, I noticed that they had other problems with their windows taped up and stuff.
Oh, no.
Well, that's, you know, you're living on a golf course. You take that chance. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I left a note. Got the call from this person. And the guy, he was older, and he's like, you know, I just want to say that to most people, they don't leave notes. And I'm just so thankful and grateful that you left a note. So I'm thinking at this point, he's just telling me he's happy about it. And And
says, he's like, so I'll send you the bill.
Yeah, he says, so it'll be $80 to get that window replaced. And I'm like, okay.
So yeah, you got off light, I think.
Yeah. I sent him the money, but I thought I got out of it by doing the right thing.
Right.
Yeah. Well, see, I've seen the little trick you do. You write the note going, I'm leaving this note because people are watching me leave this note, but I'm not paying for anything. You shut the parks are close to me, blah, blah, blah.
You shouldn't buy a house on the golf course. You're obviously very rich. Yeah. You can afford this.
That's exactly right.
That's not right.
That is right.
No,
that's
not
true.
That's not right. Not because
he didn't say it was morally right. He said it was accurate.
Yeah, it's accurate.
Okay,
he's
got
money. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.